Instruments in the Service of the Lord. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water. We open our program with our theme, The Spiritual, Wade in the Water, performed as an instrumental composition by the Washington, D.C.-based ensemble, Hue. And that is our story, the role and journey and sometimes the struggle musicians who played instruments waged for the space to worship and offer praise within African-American congregations. This includes instruments as accompaniment to the human voice and instruments themselves as a voice of praise and worship.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth. Oh, an answer Jesus gave me. Said if I be lifted up from the earth,
the 1993 recording on the Fix-It label of Lift the Savior Up by the Edwin Hawkins Singers is an excellent example of the compositional style of Edwin Hawkins. He creates arrangements where the instruments not only accompany the vocal ensemble, but they operate in full partnership with the singer. In this recording, Hawkins uses piano, drums, organ, guitar, and bass. But it was not always the case that churches would allow or have instruments as a part of their services. During intense 19th century religious evangelical campaigns, guitars, banjos, and fiddles were often viewed by devout Christians as instruments of the devil. They believed that these instruments had no place in church music.
Instruments in the United States in churches do not come until the last part of the 19th century and then the 20th century. And let me tell you how they were used. They were used if a church presented a Bach festival or Handel's Messiah or Mendelssohn's Elijah.
Music analyst and Wade in the Water scholar, Horace Clarence Boyer.
They were not used to accompany congregational singing. They were still considered sinful. As a matter of fact, in our own time, it was the Pentecostal church that brought instruments in.
The Church of God in Christ, in my opinion, should be credited in history as the denomination and the church that allowed opportunities to individuals to express themselves in an instrumental way.
Gospel saxophonist Vernard Johnson.
They believe that whatever you have, you can use it to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. They believe in the 150th Psalms, that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord.
Thank you. strongest sacred brass band tradition within the Black Church is found in Daddy Grace's church, the United House of Prayer for All People. He organized this church in the late 20s, and the church developed a worship style that was based on strong instrumental music with the trombone as lead instrument.
If you've never experienced it, you don't know what you're missing. I mean, it's something that's truly out of this world, and I do mean literally out of this world.
Willie Bolden, member of the Sons of Thunder Brass Band of the Harlem United House of Prayer for All People.
You know, you take your average band person, they go and they practice, they read this music, and they practice, 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 practice. And in their heads, they're seeing notes when they play. We don't see any notes. We see, it's a feeling. It comes into the fingers and in the lips. It's a feeling that comes over you and you're like guided. In other words, you become like an instrument yourself.
Black churches begin to bring instruments within their services, the piano was the strongest instrument. The Pentecostal tradition used the piano to accompany congregational singing. One of the strongest and most influential sacred music piano players was recorded during the closing years of the 1920s. She was Church of God in Christ, the blind pianist and singer, Arizona Drains. On this 1928 recording, we hear Drains playing her distinctive ragtime and boogie-style piano. She's also singing the lead, backed by other voices, on God's Got a Crown. Dorsey, the composer credited with being the father of gospel music, heard Arizona Drains and was deeply moved and stimulated by her style of piano. Horace Clarence Boyer.
Mr. Dorsey heard Arizona and said, I think if I can put what she does with some of the blues, I'd be able to come up with a gospel style. And he'd go, I'll tell it, expel it. I'll tell it, I'll tell it wherever I go. And you can hear some of the blues in there. Dorsey now, remember, inspired Roberta Martin, who was the cultivator of the piano style. Roberta would go, I'll tell it. So you see, when we begin to look at Dorsey through this line, we hear Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin and all of the other people, even down to We Are the World and Love Lift Us Up, where we belong, through that piano style. And gospel is as much identified by its piano style as it is by its vocal line.
God got the key and you can't get in. Listen, how's it raining? Will you listen? How's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? All day, all night, all night, all day. Just listen, how's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? Some moaning, some groaning, some groaning, I'm praying, well, oh, didn't it rain, children? Rain on my Lord. Didn't it, oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Oh, God said a raven spread to new, a high steer's wings and away he flew to the north. And to the south, and to the east, and to the west. All day, all night, all night, all day. Just listen, how's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? Oh, listen, how's it raining? Some praying, some crying, some running, some moaning. Will you listen? Has raining, just listen, has raining, just listen, has raining, didn't it rain, children? Rain on my Lord, I did not, did not, I did not, oh my Lord, didn't it rain, 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 rain.
Didn't it rain? By gospel's greatest singer, Mahalia Jackson. When Mahalia Jackson was at her best, Mildred Falls was at the piano. Falls was a brilliant, sensitive instrumentalist, creating an electric intimacy between her piano playing and Jackson's voice. This is the classic era of gospel that dominated the decades of the 40s and 50s. However, the 60s brought about a change in gospel composition and singing styles, and there was also a change in the music one would hear as accompaniment. The late Pearl Williams Jones of Washington, D.C., was a pivotal force in forging new blends between gospel and Western classical musics.
Yvonne Pettis, and I'm the daughter of the late Dr. Pearl Williams Jones. The thing that made her unique was her ability to fuse her European training and her African-American gospel roots. And in Jesus, Lover of My Soul, she used her classical piano training as a backdrop for her gospel vocal renditions. And so the backdrop of that song, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, is Johann Sebastian Bach's arrangement of Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. And then the foreground, in the foreground is her voice, which is a gospel rendition of the hymn, Jesus, Lover of My Soul.
Younger person hearing Pearl play Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, and then singing along with it, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. It was awesome to me how this lady could sit down and do two totally different songs.
Gospel music contemporary composer Henry Davis created his tribute to Pearl Williams Jones in an instrumental composition, Love Medley.
Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring was one of the songs I picked for that medley. I was thinking about songs about loving the Lord and how he loves us, so I used Oh How I Love Jesus, which was an old standard in the Baptist church. I can see the women rocking back and forth and saying amen and putting their hands up in the air with the handkerchiefs and the whole thing. And the other songs, Oh How I Love Jesus, Oh How He Loves You and Me, I tend to do songs that mean something first to me, that really speak to me, then I think I can sort of portray that to someone else. Thank you.
His instruments are just it's a way of communication, and it tells a story.
Organist Billy Preston.
If you're so familiar with him, people know the words to it. It's very easy to interpret that as you play.
Billy Preston calls upon the Hammond organ to speak, cry, and moan. And when he plays, you can hear the text being called forth from the instrument through his hands. Listen to his performance of How Great Thou Art. Preston on the Hammond organ with that powerful Leslie speaker performing How Great Thou Art. Some of the greatest musicians of sacred music during the 20th century were singing evangelists who were also master guitarists. One of the legends was the singing evangelist Blind Willie Johnson, who was recorded in New Orleans in 1929. In playing guitar, he used the bottleneck-style guitar, which some of the guitarists liked because they said it made the guitar talk back to you, setting up a perfect call-and-response relationship. Here is Blind Willie Johnson performing God Don't Never Change.
As God don't never change. He's God, always will be God. God in the middle of the ocean, God in the middle of the sea, by the help of the great creator, truly been a God to me. He's God, God don't never change. God, always will be God. God in the creation, God when Adam fell, all the way up in heaven, God way down in hell is God. God don't never change. God always will be God. Spoke to the mountain, said how great I am. Want you to get up this morning, skip around like a lamb. Well, he's God. God don't never change. God always will be God. God in the time of sickness, God in the doctor too, in the time of the influenza, he truly was a God to you. Well, he's God. God don't never change. He's God. Always will be God. God in the pulpit, God way down at the door, he's God in the amen corner. God all over the floor. Well, he's God. God don't never change. Oh, always will be God.
Blind Willie Johnson, God Don't Never Change, recorded December 1929. I never heard Blind Willie Johnson in person, but I did have the opportunity to hear another singing evangelist, Reverend Gary Davis, and he was brilliant on the 12-string guitar. His signature song was If I Had My Way.
If I had my way. I would tear this old building down. Where Delilah, she was a woman, she was fine and fat. She had good looks, God knows, and cool black hair. Delilah, she gained old Samson mind. The first he saw this woman at the village time. Delilah, she sat down on Samson knee. They tell me that you straight line if you please. She spoke so kind, God knows she talked so fair. Did Samson send me lolly, cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean in my hand. In my skin come legend is any other man. If I had my way, yeah, if I had my way. If I had my way, I'd tear this old building down. Great God Almighty, talk to me. Yes, sir. Yeah. Talk to me now. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk to me. Let me hear it. Talk to me. Make me feel good. What? Talk to me. Uh-huh. Well, you read about old Samson, all from his grave. He was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. So one day while Samson was walking along, he looked on the ground and saw an old jawbone. He stretched out his arm, God knows it broke like thread. When he got to move it, 10,000 were dead. Good God.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Well, old Samson in the line got intact. Samson, he jumped up on the lion back. So you'll read about this lion had killed a man with his paws. But Samson, he got his hand in the lion jaws. He read that beast until he killed him dead. And that beast made honey that lion hit. Mm. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so. Ow! If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would. Good God.
The singing and guitar playing of Blind Reverend Gary Davis, If I Had My Way. Horace Clarence Boyer.
Blind Willie Johnson, for example, sang both blues, but he also sang gospel, as Reverend Gary Davis was to do. And you can see that their younger compatriot, Rosetta Tharpe, did the same thing. Now, Sister Tharpe is an interesting case, because Sister Tharpe was the first child prodigy in the church on an instrument. And even though she had to borrow the guitar style of blues and jazz performers, she played that as she sang.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe and her guitar performing Thomas Andrew Dorsey's Peace in the Valley.
I'm so tired and so weary, but I must toil on until the Lord. The lamb is the light. We don't have to worry about the darkness and the night. Thank you.
wolf, no mean wolf, will be tamed. You know the lion will lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, won't that be one happy day?
During the 70s, a young church musician gained a national following as an instrumentalist in the Pentecostal shout tradition, his instrument the saxophone. His name, Vernard Johnson, here performing Call Him on My Horn.
I blow for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. I've had to wade in the water to popularize gospel saxophone in the church around the world. Because in the Church of God in Christ, they accepted the saxophone. But in gospel music, in other denominations like Methodists and the Baptists and the Presbyterian and the Catholics and others, they've never heard anything like that in their lives. And I was invited places to play, and then when they checked with their leaders, pastor or whoever, they reneged on the invitation. But it was all a part of paving the way for saxophonists to be accepted in the church across the country.
One can capture the spirit of what he's feeling and try to project it to the instrument. I think it works the same on the person, the listener. You know, it's the expression of an emotion, the successful transmitting of an idea, a musical idea.
The first time I heard Joe Jennings was in a park in Atlanta, Georgia during the late 1960s. And there was something about the way he moaned the hymn, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian, that made the words I knew so well very clear in my mind. And I didn't notice that there was no text being sung. It was just Joe Jennings and his saxophone.
Thank you.
Atlanta, Georgia was a wonderful time for black people. There were concerts by people like Nina Simone, poets like Amir Baraka, dance concerts by Elio Pomare, lectures by C.L.R. James. It was a time of black consciousness. And then the community began to buzz about a new recording by jazz trumpet player Donald Byrd. This music was different. A new step had been taken, wedding jazz in church. And it would be Donald Byrd, who grew up in a church family and whose father was a Methodist minister, who would be the driving force behind a recording called A New Perspective.
Do.
Cristo Redentor, performed by Donald Byrd on A New Perspective, recorded on the Blue Note label in 1963.
If you really get back to the basics of music, you'll find out that music, looking at the history of it, was really devised to praise and to worship the Creator.
Flautist Hubert Laws.
So, all of this music, I mean, no matter what kind of music we listen to, is really the origin and the purpose of it was to praise the Creator of music.
Hubert Law said that on one of his visits home to Texas, his father came into the house humming the hymn, Amazing Grace. Law then recorded a moving performance of this hymn in tribute to his father. Amazing Grace, performed by Hubert Laws. The orchestra was conducted by Quincy Jones. Wade in the Water scholar Portia Malsby, herself a keyboardist, talked about instruments in Black culture as articulate voice.
There is a phrase that congregational members and secular audiences and you know, concerts of secular music will often use. Talk to me. I hear you. So an instrument, now it makes me and the audience feel that we are being spoken to, that there is a message being communicated in which I can understand and feel.
Instruments in the Service of the Lord. This program is part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams. The technical director is Renee Pringle, with additional engineering by Paris Morgan. Production staff Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, and Dakia Simmons. We extend special thanks to N'Djamili Rollins, contributing producer Nick Spitzer, and NPR member stations KERA, WCLK, WGBH, WFAE, and WFIU. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley Lewis. And I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.